we contacted Sanusha Naidu. She's a senior research associate at the Institute for Global Dialogue. A very good morning. Thanks for speaking to us so early. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm well, and you?
I'm good, thank you. I find this whole thing so amusing because Esma Khashoggi himself was part of the process that actually designed this. But we've seen this before, the ANC kind of separating themselves from their own party. The only time they don't do that is, it seems, when the bank accounts are concerned. Anyway, that's another aside. Tell us, give us some background here.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. What the case is, or what the court case is testing the legality and the constitutionality of the step-aside rule as it has been applied by the NEC against those that have criminal charges or some kind of criminal, some kind of court case that they are facing. Now, the way in which the step-aside rule has been applied is that it's been in the making, it's been through the process from 2017. There is that little argument that Mr. Magashule and others have registered that it didn't just emerge in 2017. It came from previous elective conferences, and then it actually became, it was basically being deliberated and being constantly refined as a rule until we came to this point. So in a sense, what Mr. Magashule is arguing, that the step-aside rule essentially wasn't basically implemented or applied specifically just for people who have criminal charges or some kind of charge that brings the party into disrepute, that challenges the integrity and the reputation of the party. He's arguing that it was specifically put together for him and targeted him only. Now, this is what the court will have to decide, whether or not. And you raise a very important point towards the end of your statement of a question, is he was part of the process. So he would have known how this process evolved. And so to come now and say, I think this was a witch hunt against me, is going to be something that the court will bring into play and say, well, Mr. Magashule, you've been there. So hopefully that will put that issue to it.
Why is it a point to challenge if it was created specifically for him? We see this often with laws or institutions where a case is presented and then the institution or the law or the courts will say, yes, well, we can't have this type of situation happening, so let's set a rule in place to deal with situations like this one. We've just had an example of it, but this is going to happen in the future, so let's find the right way to deal with it. Why is that a point worth challenging?
I think for Mr. Magashule, it's not so much about the fact that he thinks, and I think he genuinely, in my opinion, I think he knows that this law was never, this rule was never created specifically with him in mind. I mean, this was a process that was essentially put together, defined, refined, and constantly, deliberated on by the party. Now, in the way that Mr. Magashule is going about this, is that his argument, and I think the underlying current in his argument, is that they dared to go against me. They dared to basically write a letter and suspend me under this rule, 10.27. And so that is what he's arguing. I mean, I think that is more the context of his legal application or his legal appeal about the rule being unconstitutional and not necessarily having the traction to suspend him. But what's interesting is that there's the whole question around whether or not the court will actually deliberate or whether the judges will have to deliberate and decide, Mr. Magashule, you were there. You knew what this rule was. You knew what the implication of the rule was. And you must remember, it was your office as SG at the same elective conference which you were elected as SG. You were part of that process. So I think for me, it's not about whether the court is going to say, why was this rule created. For me, the question is going to be, why did you come at this point to say this rule is not constitutional? And the other thing that is important is that you've got to remember that this whole process is also being defined by Mr. Magashule under the context that there was no DC hearing. There was no disciplinary hearing. The disciplinary hearing can't take place because there's nothing, an outcome has come together. There's no outcome. The court case on the asbestos issue is still pending. That's only going to happen in August. That could take, I don't know, another couple of months before you see a verdict or whatever the outcome is. Until that happens, whatever the outcome of that thing, of that court, of that criminal charge is, then of course you've got to think about whether there's a DC. Because then they'll have to make a decision on the outcome of the court case there. So Mr. Magashule is very systematically and very kind of strategically complicating the interpretation of the entire process around this episode rule.
Is this really what we can expect to see of him? I mean, this is out of the Jacob Zuma trial court appearance playbook. Just delay, throw allegations out there, bring things to court as much as possible so as to delay and maybe to create as much smoke as possible and divert attention away from the real issues.
You know, Howard, it's a strategic play, but it works for Mr. Zuma. Because Mr. Zuma can play that role. He's not taking the ANC to court. He's taking the state to stage him to court in this case. In the case of Ace Magashule, he's done the unthinkable. A party that he said should never go to court, and he basically berated people who took the party to court. He's doing the same thing. It doesn't work in his favor to keep the smoke stream. It doesn't work in his favor to continuously throw up these issues in terms of delay tactics, because it hurts him at the end of the day. He wants to go back into the party. He wants to go back into the constituency, into the branches. In fact, he wants to go back to the SG. So it doesn't work in his favor, whether you think about it in the context of the local government elections or even in the context of next year's elective conference. What it does suggest is that he made the point that I need to get this sorted out fast, because it's not good for me in terms of where I see myself.
Yeah, but again, echoes of Zuma, you know, give me my day in court to prove my innocence and then spend
years.
Yeah,
but just to make the point as well,
it's
Zuma's challenging the state and how the state is looking.
Yes, not challenging the party itself.